Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. Not too long ago, my wife and I were able to travel on a mission trip where we talked a lot about poverty. Now, honestly, most of the time when I think about poverty, I go to the material kind of poverty. Did you know that there are tons of places around the world where people live on less than $1.90 a week? Think about that, $1.90 a week. And so we talked about poverty, but I was reminded that there's more than one kind of poverty. A second kind of poverty is spiritual poverty, where you have wealth, a lot of stuff, but you're still spiritually bankrupt and hopeless. A third kind of poverty is educational poverty, that when you don't have access to education, that changes or limits the course of your life. And the fourth one that I don't think we talk about enough is relational poverty. It's this reminder that there are a ton of people around us that are lonely. It could be people two cubes down from you at work. It could be somebody one row away from you at church. It could be somebody within your own family. Loneliness is on the rise. That's how you get some people that work in a crowded company and yet still feel alone. That's how you get college students living in a dorm with hundreds of other students and yet they feel like nobody cares. That's how you get somebody that can show up at church and be in a room of 1,000 other people and still feel like nobody knows them. There is a rise of loneliness. There's a lot of different reasons why I think loneliness is on the rise and why this is a battle we need to talk about. One is families are breaking down. When a family breaks down, people within that family oftentimes have to change communities and sometimes even churches, and so they feel alone there. Another reason why loneliness is on the rise is because families are just more spread out. Years ago, families would often stay within a 5 or 10 mile radius, but now people live across the country or even around the world. A third reason for the rise of loneliness is just the amount of work that we do. Our work hours keep increasing, and now that most work can be done on the go, the line is blurred between work time and personal time, so we're working even more. And probably one of the bigger reasons that loneliness is on the rise is actually the rise of social media. We are so connected online, and yet we don't know 3 or 4 people that we could actually call on. Psychologists call this deferred loneliness, where we click like on a post, but then we still feel all alone. So what do we do with that? What do we do with that as we go into Thanksgiving week, as we go into the holidays? How can we help eradicate loneliness? What can we do? Well, the simple takeaway of today's podcast is maybe the greatest gift that you can give somebody doesn't come in a package. It isn't delivered in a box. But maybe the gift that you could give this season is the gift of you, the gift of you. Here are 3 ways that you could give of yourself this season. The first one is through the gift of touch. When you read in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1-3, when Jesus is on the go, Jesus was willing to stop to look at the leper who was an outcast. He was willing to not only heal him, but Jesus reached out and he touched the untouchable. This is a big deal. Nobody in that day and age would have risked doing this. Did Jesus have to touch him to heal him? Absolutely not. But why did he do that? Why did Jesus reach out and touch the untouchable? Well, one of the reasons why I think he did that is because maybe that person didn't just need healing from their disease, but they needed love for the rejection. And I'm telling you, there's something about appropriate loving physical touch that can change everything. So that's one way you could give of yourself, is through physical touch. A second way is simply by listening. Most people don't actually listen with the intent to understand. Instead, they listen with the intent to reply. But if you want to connect with some people, if you want to help them to move out of loneliness, one of the ways to do that is to listen intently. And probably the best way I know how to do this is by asking questions. Instead of focusing on trying to be interesting yourself, try to focus on being interested in them. Ask more questions. This is what Jesus did. In Luke 24, verses 17-19, Jesus already knew the answer, and yet he asked the question to get them talking. Jesus modeled this in Luke 24. God models it in Genesis 3, where he asked Adam and Eve questions. and because those questions help connect in a deeper way. So we can give through the gift of touch, through listening. And a third way to give of yourself is honestly by giving of your time. Time is one of the most precious, if not the most precious resource we have. Typically, if you lose money, you can remake it. If you lose your health, you can gain it back oftentimes. But time, once it's spent, it cannot be recovered. And so one of the best ways that we can give of ourselves this season is to give of our time. There's so many examples in Scripture of Jesus being on the go and yet never in a hurry. You see it in Luke 5 when he's speaking to a crowd, he's still available. You see him when he's asleep in Luke 8, he's still willing to be interrupted. You see him when he's on the path to heal somebody else in Luke 8:43, and even while he's praying in Mark 1, Jesus is still available. One of the greatest ways that we can give of ourselves is not to be too rushed, too hurried for the people that God puts in our path. I want to encourage you this season, would you consider, instead of giving the gift that comes in a package that comes from Amazon.com, would you consider giving the greatest gift that you could give, the gift of yourself? I know what's true. You can't impact everyone, but I believe that you can impact someone this season. God himself said, it is not good that man would be alone. Would you give of yourself, and would you help lonely people experience love this season? Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.